soku isika atisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 15 Mabasa 2022 ngupraxitis Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje ilengi lamakholwa esiKristu eZimbabwe yamanyana lamanye emhlabeni jikelele ukunanza ikhefu lePasika eliqale lamhlanje elihlangene lonyaka lelelanga likazibuse ele Independence Day.
Independence okamhla ka 18 April 1980 akafani lo independence omhla ka 18 April 2022 oka 1980 sasithabela ukuthi sithole uzibuse oka 2022 aku ukuzibuza silakho kodwa abantu abekho free abantu abekho ekhaya bayiziphepheli emhlabeni wonke jikelele
uZulu weZimbabwe bamukela ngemizwa ehlukene yomkhosi wokuthakazelela usuku lokunanza uzibuse olo Independence Day lonyaka owenzelwa kobulawayo okwakuqala embalini yelizwe. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zokholo lwesiKristu uFinus Bebe ocula ekobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Inani labantu asebefele engozini yebhasi ebithwele amakholwa enkonzo yeZion Christian Church ZCC eyenzakale izolo ntambama emangweni weJopa eChipinge esigabeni seManicaland seliqanise laya kwabangamashumi amathathu lambili 32. Isikhulumeli samapholisa uAssistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi uthi lingozi yenzakale abakhonza eZCC besiya emhlanganweni wokunanza ikhefu lePasika lapho ibhasi kade bathwele isuke yaphuma emgoqweni yayatshayeka edongeni kwahle kwafa abangamashumi amabili lathoba munemunye 29 kwalimala kakubi abangamashumi amane abathathu babo bafele emotweni ebibasa esibhedlela seChipinge District Hospital. U-Assistant Commissioner Nyathi uthi ukudingisisa kwamapholisa kuveza ukubana ibhasi yesikolweni eseCharles Lwanga Secondary School kade ithwele abantu okwedlulisa amalawulo. Iningi lamakholwa esiKristu eZimbabwe amanyana lamanye emhlabeni jikelele unanza ikhefu lePasika eliqale lamhlanje elihlangene lonyaka lelanga likazibuse ele Independence Day ngomvulo mhla ka 18 Mabasa. Amalungiselelo omkhosi walonyaka unanza usuku lukazibuse owenzelwa enkundleni eBarber Fields kobulawayo asefike esibangeni saphezulu. Kunjalo nje uZulu weZimbabwe wamukela ngemizwa ehlukeneyo umkhosi wokunanza usuku likazibuse olwe Independence Day lonyaka owenzelwa kobulawayo okwakuqala embalini yelizwe lokhe latholayo inkululo yiko embusweni wabamhlophe ngomnyaka 1980. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokho kuza ngesikhathi leZimbabwe lilungiselela umbuthano wokunanza usuku lukazibuse mhla ka 18 Mabasa oza kwenzelwa kobulawayo lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa azabe ekhona. Ingcitshi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi inhlupho ezibhekane leZimbabwe ziveza ukuba loba nje ilizwe lathola uzibuse akulazithelo zalokho uzibusa okungajabulelwa nguZulu waleli lizwe. Omunye walezingcwethi umnumzana Nkosana Dlamini uthi loba nje eleZimbabwe lathola uzibuse imithetho eyayisetshenziswa ngukhulumende wabahuquluzi benotho lokhu ikhona.
Mina mbone kulezi zathu ezigcweleyo ukuthi sithakazelele uzibuse ngoba uzananzelela into ezalelwa inzalo yasimpini kazibuse azikagcwaliseki. Inzalo yaseZimbabwe yalwela amalungelo oluntu esetshula ngukhulumende wabalungu. Kodwa ungananzelela kwamanje uhulumeni khona kwamanje uqhubeka ngezenzo ezazisenza amabhunu ngesikhathi sikaSmith. njalo ukuthi inzalo yaseZimbabwe kwamanje iningi yayo iyalamba.
Lokhu usekelwe isikhulumeli sebandla lezapho uMnumzana Msombuluko Ndlovu othi inkululeko eyalelwa nguZulu kayifezwanga.
Iqiniso andokumqoba abantu ukuthi i-independence ube uzibuse esithi silayo eZimbabwe samlwela thina njengezapho kuhlanganisa ibutho lethu elezibra nje. U-independence wakamhla ka 18 April 1980 akafani lo independence omhla ka 18 April 2022. Sasithabela ukuthi sithole uzibuse ozayo ka 2022 uzasilakho, kodwa abantu abekho free, abantu abekho ekhaya, bayiziphepheli emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Uqhubeke sithi ibandla lakhe lizaqhubeka lwela inkululeko yelizwe qobo ukuze abantu baphile impilo engcono.
Ukuthi siyathaba, sithabela uzibuse, khona kusobala ukuthi abantu aba-enjoy attendance ngabantu abaseduzane lebandla elibusayo, kumbe izihlobo labangani, kumbe abantwana, yibo abaziyo abakholisa abathaphuzayo uluju iningi leli labantu baseZimbabwe bephila bephila nzima. So hayi ukuthi mhla ka 18 April 1980 thina lebutho lethu leZibra kodwa ukuthi saziphuma embizeni lamafutha atshisayo siwela phakathi komlilo
kumelasikawukhokela ibandla elibusayo ugaja lwabatsha lwezanupf youth league uMnumzana Munache Mdudza
khulu kwelezi ngoba lisikhumbuza lesibindi ngakusakhulayo ngesikhathi iZimbabwe isingakabi khona kuseseyiRhodesia. Bathe benakube lokuthathelwa kwemnyama abaqiniswela inkululeko 18 April izifiso zomuntu omnyama wonke zafezeka
eleZimbabwe lathola uzibuzi.
Kulezinye izizalwane zakwele South Africa ezithi abantu ngokuzabe phula umthetho ngokudala amacala anjengokusela, ukuthengisa izidakamizwa lokunye okwenza bazondwe kakhulu nguZulu walelo lizwe. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Omunye wabasola okwenziwa ngabantu bokuza nguMnumzana Simthembile David Mphoseni ohlala eCape Town.
Abantu baseZimbabwe, Nigeria, Tanzania abasezanga ozowenza lani babezoyenza lapha eSouth Africa. Bayahlupha yonke into, bayenze imess iSouth Africa. Drugs yibona, even ungabona nalapha eCape Town yibona abantu abathengisa i-drugs like a sweet. Ikona okuhluphayo i-drugs nalaba baba fake doctors, ama fake pastors, fake traditional healer. yibona.
Umphosani uthi wethusa okwenziwa ngabantu bokuza eCape Town lezinye indawo.
Amakhebula yibona abamesa yonke into lapha eSouth Africa. Imoto siyaphuma amaborder yibona. Akunabantu balapha eSouth Africa bathatha imoto bazwezi border yibona. Ezinye bazilayisha ezitrucking nasezikhonteyineni yibona.
Umphosani uphinde wathi
abahloniphi kwanalengalo yomthetho lapha eSouth Africa. But if uphakwe Zimbabwe, bayayihlonipha ingalo yomthetho yaseZimbabwe. Even namaphoyisa aseZimbabwe bayawahlonipha. But for South Africa, you don't respect our laws and police.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngezinye njalo izizalwane zakwale South Africa. Kodwa abanye abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe bathi kulezizalwane zakwale South Africa ezikhangileyo. Umnumzana Ngqobani Shane Zondo ngomunye wabalombonolo.
Bana ma problem South Africa abangayaziyo ukuthi akhozwa ngubani uvuthi siyazi bayakhozwa iANC le yabayivotelayo iproblem uyibona bona bavotela iANC 694 ibona iservice delivery eringatholiwe ngeANC necorruption yona yokumelana beniyibhekile nijongile le nike nama foreigner abathatha drugs abantu abenu asoma foreigner bazithengisela kwabona emitshesilela kuna foreign ehlezi idrug yinini nina.
Umnumzana Siyabonga Vundla uthi akumangalisi okukhulunywa izizalwane zakwale South Africa.
Ma unabantwana bakutshontshele ushukela unendlela wena ozodila nabo ngayo, kodwa ma kuzobuya kuzotshontsha umntaka makhelwane ushukela wakho iproblem leyo ngeke udile nabo ngokufana. So abantu be-South Africa mina ngeke ngibablame babethi abantu bangaphandle bayamosha. Vele bayamosha bona ngeke bazibhuleme bona barayithi ma bebhuleme abantu bangaphandle.
I-Operation Dudula inhlanganiso efuna abantu bokuza bexotshwe kwele South Africa isilabasekeli abaningi elizweni lonke jikelele loba izenzo zayo zichuthuzwa ngurhulumente lamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ngingoGibbs Dube.
Live Talk namhlanje sikhanyela okwenzakala kwele South Africa udlayela olwenzakala kulelo lizwe abe South Africa behlasela abokuza besithi babathathela imisebenzi njalo badala amacala. Kwamanje wothi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
Ele Melika lithi likhathazekile ngokufuthelana obuselizweni leSouth Sudan okugoqela ukulwisana okusanda okwenzakala phakathi kweqembu leSouth Sudan People's Defence Forces leSudan People's Liberation Army Movement in Opposition ESPLM-10 esesigabeni se-Upper Nile. Umongameli Salva Kiir lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Riek Machar abake balwisana bayihluleka ukuthi sisebenze isivumelwano sokuthula esasayinwa ngomnyaka ka-2018 esokuqeda impi yomdeni yona esiqhubeke okweminyaka emihlanu. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende weMelika umnumzana Ned Price uthi amaqembu omabili la kufanele ahlolisise okufanele akwenze ngesivumelwano leso. ESPLM-10 yazise ukuthi isisuka kunhlanganiso yebona ngalesi sivumelwano ngenxa yokuhlaselwa kwendawo yayo ngelinye iqembu kungelasizathu. Umnumzana Price uthi ESPLM-10 kufanele icabangisise kuchanga lokho. Uqhubeke wathi abahlola ukuthi impilo ingaqedwa njani kufanele bedingisise ngodlakela olusanda ukuqhamuka njalo abalubangeleyo bajeziswe. Elemelika lithi umongameli Kiir lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Machar kufanele bebone ukuthi baqeda ukuthobelana njalo basungula inhlelo ezimqoka ezilokhe zingakasungulwa ezokuvuselela isivumelwano sokuletha ukuthula okugoqela amalungiselelo okuloba isisekelo esitsha sombuso, imithetho emitsha yokuqhutshwa kokhetho, ukuhlonipha ilungelo lokuthi abantu bekhulume bekhululekile babe lobudlelwano ababufunayo labanye njalo bebuthane ngokuthula. Izigaba lenhlanganiso ama-Intergovernmental Authority on Development kufanele bephuthume behlise ukuthobelana phakathi kwabantu njalo besungule uhlelo lokuvuselela ukuthula. amaqembu wonke kufanele avume ukwetheswa umlando ekubhidlikeni komumo okhona, kutsho umnumzana Price. Umongameli Kerry lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Masha abazamanga ukuthi inhlamvu zesivumelwano ezintsha zisebenze, njalo bobabili bayinqaba imizamo yokuthi eleSouth Sudan libe lokuthula, livikeleke, njalo abantu balelo lizwe bephumelele futhi beqhubeke bezama ukukhuphula impilo zabo. Ilizwe leMelika lithi wonke amalunga eqembu le-Revitalized Transitional Government of National Unity kufanele athathe amanyathelo afaneleyo ukuze kubonakale ukuthi athembekile ebantwini beSouth Sudan, kusukela ekulandeleni lokwenza iziqondiso zesivumelwano sokuthula somnyaka ka-2018 zibe semthethweni.
Lolo-ke bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo, zithobelene inkunzi zomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu leHighlanders kanye leDynamos phambilini komdlalo wenkezo ye-Independence Trophy wona ozaqhutshelwa ngumvulo enkundleni yeBaba Fields koBulawayo. Kubika intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu leDynamos yilo eliphakamise inkezo ye-Independence nyakenye ngemva kokunqoba ele-Highlanders nge-2-0, njalo umqeqeshi walo uThundira Indiraya uthi lalo nyaka bazaphinda umphehlo.
We are the holders, the current holders of the cup.
Yithi esiphetheyo linkezo, njalo sizimisele ukuba siyithathe sihambe layo koBulawayo, kodwa siphinde siphenduke layo esikolweni ngolwesibili ngemva kokuba sesinqobe ngomvulo. Umdlalo esingasoke siwuthathe kalula lowo.
Nakwelinye icele, ukapteni weqembu leHighlanders uAriel Sibanda yena uthi inkezo izahlehisana le edolobheni lakoBulawayo.
Sizazama sibinye ngamandla ethu wonke sibithi sibe isikhapu labeBulawayo, njengoba ivele iseBulawayo khona lapho ukuthi ingasuki siyangayo. Esingakhohlwa ukuthi lapha sizocelebrate iZimbabwe yethu, wonke umuntu vele ebuye. Singathi amasupporter ayilenda kuphela, but wonke umuntu ebuye ezobukela ibhora. Sizokholisa sibabeke.
USibanda kanye lemvimbi yeqembu leHighlanders uPeter Mduwa kabadlalanga kuhle nyakenye kumncintiswano ofanayo, kodwa uMduwa uthi lo nyaka abazabopha ziqine.
Abona mntu ofudlwa eDynamos and the community kukhangelele kithi kakhulu, isithembile kwezaDynamos. I don't think ukuthi siyadliwa.
Iqembu leHighlanders kalidlalanga kuhle emdlalweni walo weligi eliwudlale ngempela viki yedlulileyo, lapho umdlali oqhuba kuhle kulezi nsuku unqoba izithamasuku angazange adlale khona ngoba elimele. Lo mdlali uthi usengadlala ngomvulo.
Hayi, ngani kuyathembisa umfokazi kodwa hayi, ngani kuyathembisa ukuthi uyabe khona uzadlala naye ngokuzikhandla ukuthi iqembu leHighlanders inqobe iqembu leDynamos.
Iqembu elizanqoba ngomvulo kubikwa lizathola inkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu zamadola aseMelika, kuthi lelo elizanqotshwa lizathola inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu zamadola aseMelika. Amaqembu lawa azangena kumdlalo wangomvulo ngesikhathi kulo mehluko omkhulu ekudlaleni kwawo kumidlalo yeligi, njengoba eleDynamos kuyilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ngemva kwemidlalo elitshumi lanye, kuthi eleHighlanders lona lihlezi endaweni yetshumi. Ngimele Studio 7 koBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuli viki kuwoza Friday, njengoba amakholwa esiKristu emhlabeni jikelele enanza ikhefu elePasika, limpela viki sicabange ukulethulela umculo wengoma zokholo lwesiKristu uFinus Bebe, yena-ke ocula ekoBulawayo njalo engumfundisi welinye lamabandla esiKristu akulelo dolobho. Asizweni exoxa lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Vanda.
Sinanza usuku lapha indodana kaThixo uJesu Kristu yabethelwa esiphambanweni efela izono zethu. Lisho njalo iBhayibheli. Mfundisi, ake sizwe imbali yakho.
Zalwe ngakhulela emadotsheni lapha koNtunjambila, ngafunda eLukazi Primary School, ngazofunda eMbuyazwe Primary School, ngayafunda njalo eBhaja Secondary.
Umfundisi udala ungena kwezomculo.
Angiqale ukuhlabelela ngisesikolo ngu-grade 4 ngilokuyigroup kwami nje okuncane. Ngazohlabela nomalume wami u-Andrew Maphosa owayehamba leMabhodo Brothers. Ndawonye lo Obadiah Mathulani. Ngaze ngangena ke estudio ngo-2013 lapho engiqale khona ukusebenzela estudio, ngisebenza lo Percy, uJust Percy Studios.
Ubebe bethanda abaculi abaningi ayobamenza wangena kwezomculo
ngamajaha embube kanye no-Albert Nyati akade befika esikolo sethu elukazi primary bezohlabelela nje kwaya nje ngoba kube kusemulini ngahlabela labemuli ngaze ngaya ngasindiswa ngaqala ke ukuhlabela ingoma zomculo wevangeli aqhubeka ke ngichumayela ivangeli ngingumfundisi under ibandla le End of Age Christian Life Ministries. Abaqaphele indlela abaphila ngayo, baqaphele izinto futhi abazenzayo besasemhlabeni ngoba kuzophela kuzofika isikhathi lapho kuzomela babhekane nalezo zinto akade bazenza baphendule njalo phambi kukaThixo ukuthi benzeni ngale impilo uNkulunkulu abethembe ngayo. Izingoma zami abantu bangathola ama-CDs e-studio okuthiwa yi-Velocity Records lapho engisebenzela khona.
Bese uhlelo waza oza Friday sithangazelela ikhefu lePasika silo Pastor Finals Pepe. Libele khefu elingenangozi, uNkulunkulu alibusise, igama lamunye eze Jesus Banda.
Esikhangela ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi lamakholwa esiKristu eZimbabwe amanyane lamanye emhlabeni jikelele unanza ikhefu lePasika eliqale lamhlanje elihlangene lonyaka lelanga likazibuse ele-Independence Day. Uzulu weZimbabwe wamukele ngemizwa ehlukeneyo umkhosi wokuthakazelela usuku lokunanza uzibuse welizwe olwe-Independence Day lonyaka owenzelwa koBulawayo okwakuqala embalini yelizwe. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday besilomculi wengoma zokholo lwesiKristu uFinos Pepe ocula ekoBulawayo. Siligqibake lapha uhlelo lwethula lamhlanje olivalelisayo uPraxedes Jeremiah City pelasonto elichukela njalo lePasika elihle.